we've been speaking over the past number of weeks to startups that are taking part in the Phase 2 New Frontiers Programme, which is the National Entrepreneur Development Programme, at the Tom Crane Centre up at MTU Kerry. Well, this week's guest is Michael O'Leary of Killarney Labs, who is taking part in Phase 2 of New Frontiers. Well, he popped into studio earlier, and I started by asking him to tell us about Killarney Labs.
Well, Killarney Labs started off in 2021 as, I suppose it was born out of the NFT craze that was going on at the time between 2020 and 2021, and I suppose we're looking at the potential for the technology for digital collectibles to be applied to kind of real world situations. So the original NFT craze was kind of artistic pieces and artists putting their art on the blockchain. There's advantages associated with that, with traceability and proof of ownership and stuff. But I suppose it was very one dimensional. And what we did was we looked at how we can use this technology in multiple different ways. So we were looking at tokenizing real world assets to begin with, basically like using NFTs to tokenize real estate, securities, digital assets, things like that. And I suppose we pretty quickly ran into trouble with the central bank and things, and you know, having to get certified and the long process of that. So that's still our main goal, really. And we're on a probably like a 48 month or maybe 24 month long term plan with that.
And maybe before we go a little bit further, then NFT, I know a lot of people will be familiar with that kind of terminology these days, but for people who don't, maybe you might just explain it in simple terms.
Sure thing, yeah. So NFT stands for non-fungible token, and fungible basically means two things are the same, interchangeable. So a lot of people will be aware of like Bitcoin and things like that. So if you have a Bitcoin and I have a Bitcoin, we can swap our Bitcoins and it's no odds. It's the exact same thing. And that's all recorded on a blockchain. So a non-fungible token is where two different tokens on a blockchain are not interchangeable. The perfect way of describing that really is the artistic NFTs. So you have a piece of art, I have a piece of art, they're on the same blockchain, but they're two unique pieces of art, we can't swap them. Yeah, I suppose there's a big learning curve there for a lot of people, but you know, it's kind of a cool technology that's got lots of applications, and so you can go as deep down the rabbit hole as you want to, really, in it.
And this huge interest in this area, and it was all born out of the interest of yourself and your co-founder. Will you tell us about him?
Yeah, that's right. So my co-founder is a guy named Jeremiah O'Sullivan from Curragh. He's a blockchain developer and has been working in blockchain for a good while now, and you know, has found great success in it. And I suppose we both got tied in like lots of people. Our interest was born out of self-interest, you know, when people were making money off it, and we were very interested in the applications of a technology whereby there's no government involved, you know, it's an independent currency, and the potential of technology just overcame both of us. So Jer actually introduced me to it back in about 2018. We both just kind of fell in love with the technology and really kind of caught us up. So then, yeah, we formed Killarney Labs then from there on.
And I suppose you went into New Frontiers Phase 2 with one idea. You've pivoted a bit, have you?
I suppose still our real goal is to use the NFT technology to tokenize things. So like I was saying before, two Bitcoins are the exact same, but with NFTs, you have the potential to code in specifics into each token. So you can say this token represents X amount of a stock, or X amount, or X share of a house, real estate. So tokenizing real world assets, that's our ultimate goal. I suppose the team has grown since, so we've joined two guys, Daniel and Lomax, two software developers from the MTU campus up there. They're both brilliant guys, really smart guys, and our production capacity has really increased. So while we achieve our long-term goals, we've set ourselves kind of smaller term achievable goals. So there's a few bits of project work around applying blockchain for companies in Tralee in ways that can improve their business. But I suppose our real goal and the real point I'm talking to you about today is this idea. We're releasing an app called Shool, S-H-O-O-L, and it's a collectible adventure. So we're basically gamifying walks and trails around Kerry. There's hundreds of walks around Kerry. We want to design a digital collectible for each walk that people can go around and collect. And, you know, they're part of sets. So maybe the bog walk sets and the national park sets and all these different sets, and people go around and collect them. And then within that, there's an opportunity to have kind of augmented reality along the walks. You get a notification on app when you pass a certain longitude and latitude location, and that will tell you bits of ecology, history, local lore, stuff like that. So it's just gamifying a lot of walks and bringing things into the 21st century and using technology to improve the experience of people around the area, yeah.
It sounds even in that bit itself that there will be so much work in it. There are walking trails all over Kerry and, you know, we're getting new greenways and everything. So I'm sure there'd be a lot of information that you'd have to, you know, input into that in the making of it.
Yeah, so I suppose V1 for us, version one, would be just laying out all the trails. So that's a longitude and latitude location for the start of the trail, and that will cue the user in the app that they've, you know, you get a notification in your app, you've now started such and such a trail. And then a longitude and latitude location on completion of the trail, and then you would collect your digital collectible. I suppose V2 then, and we're actually working with the Knocknagoshal Tidy Towns Committee. They have a beautiful bog walk down there, really great bog walk. And we're working with them to possibly do a trial of our V2, which would be going around the local community, getting information, getting data, and inputting that into the walk to certain checkpoints to just say, you know, there's a great view here. There's an oak tree to your left that's so old, and, you know, such a battle maybe happened in the field to your right, you know. So there's a lot of work to it. I suppose you can have like a Wikipedia model where people can add in the information themselves and we would have to edit it or approve it. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people who get really on board with involving local history and local lore and things into the app.
Absolutely, and I suppose it could nearly market those different greenways and trails around the county. And like, obviously Kerry is a great tourism county, so it wouldn't just be for people who are living here in the county. There's potential for people who will be visiting that could use it as well.
Absolutely, yeah, we've got a great advisor there. He's advising us on the data from where people are coming from. So, you know, obviously America's a big one, and there's other markets as well that like Spain, places like that, a lot of people come specifically to Kerry. So he's providing us with a lot of information like that, and we've been marketing to those areas. And, you know, there's apps like this that have worked in the past, particularly in America, but I suppose the commercialization aspect of it that made them successful was that they got on board with the kind of parks and recreational facilities out there. So we're talking to a few large semi-state organisations that are in charge of a lot of walks, hundreds of walks around Ireland. So if we could develop with them step by step, you know, that would be brilliant.
It obviously sounds like there's so much work in it anyway, just for Kerry, yeah. But would it be something that you'd expand to other parts of the country?
Yes, it's basically the workload that we're starting to think of Kerry first, but yeah, definitely expand to certain parts of the country and beyond. I suppose it's about figuring out, you know, how much it costs you per user and if that's sustainable. And if we can strike that balance, then, you know, it's work that we'd enjoy doing and, you know, happily do it.
But it sounds like there's so many different aspects to the business. You've lots of kind of different bits going on.
Yeah, we do. So, we're bootstrapping with bits of, I don't know what you call it, consultancy work. I suppose we'd call it project work. So there's a couple of different businesses in Tralee that have issues regarding authenticity of things and history of ownership and stuff like this. So blockchain ultimately lends itself to like that, like supply chain and stuff like that. So we're putting together solutions for them. And yeah, so we have to try and find a way to make a few bob as well. So yeah,
absolutely. and you've been taking part in New Frontiers Phase 2 for the last number of months. I suppose, how have you found it? How has it helped you with the business?
It's been brilliant, really. It's given us the time to breathe, you know, and the time to really focus on this full time. It's also that, like, some of the experts they bring in, like John Gannon there from Kerry, really helps you frame your thinking and just kind of disciplines the mind in business terms, you know, and it's really brilliant. Emily and Sarah, the facilitators, are really great. And, you know, I think if there's anyone out there who has a business idea and doesn't really know what to do, I think a really good first goal set would be applying for New Frontiers Phase 1, attending that, and then applying for New Frontiers Phase 2 and getting involved in that Enterprise Ireland kind of funnel. And what you learn along the way will be amazing. Like, it's brilliant stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, as well as obviously funding you along the way and facilitating you to be able to, you know, dedicate your time to it, you're put in front of people who have great contacts or who can advise you, mentors, that kind of thing. So would you like to move on to, say, Phase 3 of this programme, or are there other maybe accelerator-type programmes that you'd like to get into?
I was talking to someone recently and they said that, whether this is true or not, they said that Enterprise Ireland is the second biggest angel investor in Europe. So they're, you know, they're a massive, like, a lot of countries don't have the kind of New Frontiers programmes and stuff facilitated by Enterprise Ireland. So they have a kind of specific graduation route that they have, including phase three and beyond. And the final step would be the High Performance Startup Fund. So we'd love to see that out. But definitely when we're a highly technical company, there's other programs such as TechStars there. It's an American, I think, based company. It's international. And they would be much more fluent in technologies like blockchain and stuff like that. So for us, we'll have to make a decision pretty soon. But it would be either TechStars or kind of follow through that Enterprise Ireland funnel.
Mm-hmm. And when do you think the projects, say even the Shule one initially, when do you think that will be ready, say, to go out and have users using, you know, when they're walking around trails in Kerry?
We'd definitely like to have Shule out in the App Store, you know, within 8 weeks. So, like I said, we've got a very high production capacity. Costs associated with the Shule app really stack up when we start getting a lot of users. Mm. So there's a Google Maps integration. The Google Maps integrations are free up to a certain point. Databases for a lot of apps when they don't have a lot of users are free. So we can get it out pretty quickly, and then probably a few migrations and things when we start having a bit of success. But we definitely 8 weeks would be what we were setting ourselves, yeah.
Okay. And maybe looking a little bit further down the road, I know this, the talk of maybe TechStars and maybe New Frontiers Phase 3, but if you looked to maybe like 5 years' time, where ideally would you like to be?
I suppose in 5 years' time, we'd like to have three revenue streams, we'll say, over the past 5 years. That would be project work, like I mentioned to you before. The app, because I think the app has great potential. I'm kind of selling it as a side piece or something, but I think it's got great potential. I think people could definitely get behind it. And, you know, I think there's a kind of a deficit in walking apps and things around the place. But definitely, I think the highest potential project for us would be tokenizing assets using blockchain and NFT technology. Larry Fink there, he's the CEO of BlackRock, and BlackRock's a behemoth, like one of the biggest businesses in the world. I think they have somewhere in the region of over 20 trillion assets under management, really crazy money. And he came out in December and he said the future of securities is tokenization on the blockchain. So, you know, someone's going to make a lot of money doing that, whether it'll be us now or not, you know, but we'll definitely throw our hats in the ring. You know?
You're definitely hoping it'll be you anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it'll be a huge industry, but yeah. Yeah, we'll go for it, yeah.
Well, it certainly sounds like fascinating work. Keep your fingers in a lot of pies there. I know they're all connected, but there's certainly a lot going on there. Look, Michael, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining me. Hopefully soon we'll be hearing about the launch of the app and maybe down the line the tokenization. But do keep in contact and let us know how you get on.
Cheers. Thank you very much for the time. Okay. Thank you.
Michael O'Leary there, co-founder of Killarney Labs, and he is taking part in phase two of the New Frontiers Entrepreneur Development Programme at the Tom Crean Centre at the Munster Technological University in Kerry. So very interesting stuff indeed there. And stay tuned next week because we'll have more from the New Frontiers programme.
Kerry has you covered every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.